Now, some places you could see the land slanted like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to laugh and say that when you see a man limping, it was because he had a, his property was on a slant. And when he'd plow, he'd have to walk with 1 foot down and 1 foot up,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And because we used, that was just kid about
sure.
that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And but all the property that we had that I can remember that my grandmother had was all level ground.
Mm-hmm. And what was it that the wheels of the wagon fit into? Do you remember what that was called?
The what?
The wheels, the wagon wheels fitted into something.
Spokes. The spokes fit into the wheel.
Oh. And the wheel fastened into it.
Yeah, there was a round, wheel, and then the spokes
mm-hmm.
went in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they were nailed in. I think they were just put in there in these little holes like you'd build a Tinker Toy set or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But because they were strong, and seemed to me like they had spokes about that big in each wagon wheel. Of course, the buggies had their wheels were more dainty than the
mm-hmm.
wagon wheels, of course, and fancier.
Ever hear problems with them breaking down?
Not that I know of.
No, it's good up to when the ladies dressed up, what was, how did they refer to their...
Oh,
love
I remember Mother had a hat that put wheat, because it was imitation
mm-hmm.
stuff, you know, that they made. And they had wheat and cherries and flowers on their hats, you know, back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got our first car, was a start of Dayton, and it was a big thing, and that the gears were all on the side, on the left side, if I remember correctly. I don't remember, maybe they were right. Seemed to me like they were on the left side. And all the gears were on the outside, and it was a big thing. We only had one paved place we could ride, and was from here in Marietta on the square, down to what we call Fales. And they built the roads back those days, turtleback. You know what?
No.
Kind of rounded.
Mm-hmm.
See, they didn't know how to build paved roads then.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of rounded. And we'd ride down there, it's about a mile and a quarter, or 2 miles or something down there.
Mm-hmm.
We'd ride down there, around there, and we'd tell my daddy, let's go faster, faster. And our mother always, when we'd go to Atlanta, she'd have a, what they called a duster, that went on over your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had a great big hat with a veil over it that came down this way and tied under here to keep your hat on, you know.
Keep your hair nice.
Yeah, and keep your hair nice. And that went over the hat.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember that duster and those, things, I've forgotten what they were called. They didn't call them veils. They didn't call them scarves. Don't remember what they called them.
How did they fix their hair? They didn't have beauty
products. Well, you saw those pictures of my mother,
mm-hmm.
how they fixed their hair then. And of course, everybody back in those days had their ears pierced.
Yeah,
all the young girls did, and then for years they didn't do it. It's just been the last, I'd say,